I'm a yoga teacher, so I really know how to bond with white women. I'm like a whisperer of white women.
Welcome, everybody, to Barefaced Stories.
When my flatmate came home and asked me if I wanted to join her as a phone sex worker, I barely bat an eyelid.
I kind of liked it. I kind of liked the attention. I kind of liked the intimacy.
G'day. Andrea Gibbs here. Welcome to Barefaced Stories. Last week, we had a show at the Rakabite Hall. The theme of the night was celebrity and stardom. And today's story is hot off the press from that one. By day, Cody Cameron Brown serves up Perth's finest chock bombs at Luna Cinemas. And he served up this ripper on Thursday night.
The Orange Sunnies man comes right up to the counter and opens with, "I'm Rob, manager of Guns N' Roses. So they're going to be coming in to watch the David Bowie documentary, and we want as little attention as possible. Can we arrange something like that?" My words take a moment to catch up. Yeah, we can sort that out, no problems. The second he turns around, the first thing I do is tell all of my co-workers.
You do not want to miss this story. Cody not only made Perth shine a little bit brighter with his story, but he also left a lasting impression in the eyes of one of the world's greatest guitarists. Stay tuned to find out how he did just that. First, though, here's my dad with a word about our sponsor.
Just had the long weekend go. And one of the good things about having a long weekend, you can have an extra gin. A long, old, young gin.
Isn't your entire life a long weekend, Dad?
When you're retired, every day is a Sunday, you know.
All right, well, I better get back to my Tuesday and I'll let you get back to your Sunday.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.
And now, here's Cody Cameron Brown with his story.
If you've ever been to the movies, you've probably had a chock bomb, a perfectly round scoop of ice cream dipped in warm chocolate that hardens into a thin shell and offers a sensation comparable to climaxing when you bite into it. If you're fortunate enough to have experienced this, there's a very strong possibility that chock bomb was made by me. Because I've made over 10,000 of them. I work at Luna Cinemas and we make all of our chock bombs by hand. Not this factory-made bullshit that you get from the shopping mall cinemas. I make every single one of those bombs with intention, precision, and integrity. Because you never know who's going to come in next. It could be that person's first time eating one. And that person could also be one of the greatest guitar players of all time. My rock and roll education was shaped by countless sleepovers watching my friends play Guitar Hero. I was being introduced to all these new bands that I wouldn't have seeked out on my own accord. Metallica, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, Guns N' Roses. Slash was even a playable character in Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock. The friends I'm with are all seasoned metalheads, and they can tell me anything about these bands. They know everything from their discography to their dietary requirements. But this was my first taste of the hard stuff. I felt a new vibration taking over, and I wanted the volume turned up to 11. While there's heavy metal blasting from my bedroom, one door down is my sister's room, where she's trying to listen to Pink, Amy Winehouse, Snow Patrol, and James Blunt. So basically, So Fresh Hits of Summer 2007. I wanted nothing to do with that sensitive shit. I'm 15, my soul belongs to Satan, and I stay up late on school nights now. I'm up all night, illuminated by the glow of my laptop, watching the video for Sweet Child of Mine. And I'm mesmerized. I feel this new urge coming on that I've never felt before. So I think to myself, I'm by myself, there's no one watching. I close my blinds, I sit on my bed, and have my first ever shot at air guitar. Cut to 15 years later, I'm 30, working at my favourite cinema, and making a new batch of bombs when this middle-aged dude with orange sunnies pops his head in. He scopes out the whole building like he's investigating a crime scene. And then he's quickly followed by these two massive Kiwi bodyguards. They look around, and the second there's no sign of customers in the foyer, the orange sunnies man comes right up to the counter, gives a very professional handshake, and opens with, "Hello, I'm Rob, manager of Guns N' Roses." So they're going to be coming in to watch the David Bowie documentary, and we want as little attention as possible. Can we arrange something like that? My words take a moment to catch up. Yeah, we can sort that out, no problems. Cool. The second he turns around, the first thing I do is tell all of my coworkers. Sorry, Rob. Knowing that I'm about to meet one of the biggest bands of my adolescence fills me with a lot of confusion. It turns out some of my coworkers are actually more excited about this because I don't listen to Guns N' Roses anymore. I haven't for a while now. And I feel a lot of guilt for changing so much as a person and not appreciating this moment on the level of euphoria that I once would have. While that teen self was so loudly trying to exclaim to the world how hardcore he is, he ignored the gentler sounds of the world that can reach you at a lower volume but aren't any less powerful. These are the sounds that I appreciate now, later in life. Rather than the blasting vocals of Axl Rose, I now pick up on the more ethereal voices of Kate Bush, Stevie Nicks, Joni Mitchell, and Karen Carpenter and Florence Welch. You could say I dropped the guns but kept the roses. So the band is due to arrive any minute now. The start time for their film is fast approaching. I'm running around with a head full of bees, just wrestling these mixed feelings until I just tell myself to stop. And in that moment, I think to myself, what if we made it up to Hardcore Cody? That fun little kid who used to headbang and air guitar in his bedroom. What if we let ourselves be a fan again and indulge in our appetite for destruction one last time? So I asked the guards, does Slash have any dietary requirements? Because something in me was so confident that Slash was vegan. So I mentioned that we have a vegan choc bomb as an option. The guards can clearly tell that I'm overthinking this. So they put me at ease with, nah, I'm pretty sure I saw Slash eating a steak sandwich the other day. Do you think they'll get anything from the candy bar? Oh, Slash will definitely be getting a snack. He loves his treats. Moments after hearing that trivia, a black Cadillac sedan with tinted windows rolls up. I turn around and make sure all the shelves are topped up with every snack we got. When I turn back, the first thing my eyes find is this voluminous mop of slightly grey curly hair, a pair of aviator sunnies, and finally, a backwards baseball cap? What the fuck? He's got everything else, but where's that iconic top hat with Jim Morrison's belt wrapped around? Is this Slash or just a regular you'd see at the Rosemount? He pushes past the resistance of his slightly stiff knees, comes right up to the counter. And I notice a scratchy, faded tattoo on his right bicep that literally says, in all caps and underlined, slash. Okay, it's him. So he comes up and cuts right to the chase. Hey guys, what's on the menu? I give him a full rundown of our choc bomb flavours. Ooh, let's go Rocky Road. No, banana. Yeah, let's go banana. I find the neatest and thickest banana bomb I can find. But before he takes off the wrapper, he's got a question. So, what is this? Is this ice cream with chocolate on top? I confirm for him. Yes, that's a scoop of ice cream dipped in chocolate. Yeah, cool. And he holds that ice cream with both hands like a giddy little kid at the Royal Show. The band watched their film, I finished my shift, and I make my way home like it was any other day. I'm on the road during peak hour, waiting for the light to turn green, and the silence is deafening. So for old time's sake, I say to my phone, "Hey Google, play Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses."
Cody Cameron Brown, recorded live at Barefaced Stories. The theme of the night was celebrity and stardom. And if you're interested in experiencing a live show or diving into one of our storytelling workshops, simply head over to our website, barefaced.com.au, click on experiences, and you'll find all the details you need. Big thanks to Odette Mercy and her Soul Atomics for the tunes. Leah Selwood keeps us connected on socials. Lewis Martin captures our great photos and videos. You can check them out on our YouTube channel. I'm Andrea Gibbs. I'll be here to share another barefaced story with you next week. Until then, here's hoping your stories are as delicious as a chock bomb from Luna Cinemas. Go Perth. Don't you be mistaken, no, nothing wrong. We're trolling you in and teasing you out, cold every time. You see it in white, then you see it in black. All the things she won't say, nothing you lack. She just don't love you, ain't nothing you can do. She just don't love you.